Así celebraban los seguidores del presidente Hugo Chávez tras la proclamación del triunfo del mandatario venezolano en las elecciones presidenciales.
What is really going on in Venezuela? Can Green support an oil exporting state, a primary agent of climate change? Today we'll hear two very different voices from the left gathering to promote eco-socialism. Joel Covell is a much published author, journalist, and a contender for the year 2000 presidential nomination in the Green Party. As an intellectual from the Marxist school, he finds hope in Venezuela's reorganization despite the Stalinist potential of leader for life Hugo Chavez. But first, we hear from the well-known South American indigenous leader Hugo Blanco about progress and problems in Venezuela. Each short statement in Spanish is immediately translated by Alicia Barzalo. You will find here news that you don't hear anywhere else. Hugo Blanco.
Con respecto a la reunión que menciona el compañero, no sé nada, pero voy a hablar algo de Venezuela y los indígenas.
With respect to the meeting that the compañero mentioned, I know nothing, but I will say something about Venezuela and the indigenous people.
Les invito a que lean lo que dice la Constitución de Venezuela acerca de los indígenas.
I invite you to read, to see what the Venezuelan Constitution says about indigenous people.
Creo que si se acercan al consulado de Venezuela y le piden la Constitución, les van a dar la Constitución porque eso reparten a todo el mundo, en Venezuela y afuera.
I think that if you go to the Venezuelan consulate and you ask them for the Venezuelan Constitution, they will give it to you because they distribute it to everyone in Venezuela and elsewhere.
Otra cosa positiva con respecto a los indígenas fue la defensa de los indígenas contra las barbaridades que dijo el Papa acerca de la conquista de América.
One of the things that they did in Venezuela was to defend the indigenous people against the nonsense that the Pope said about la conquista de América.
Sí, sí, sí.
Said about the conquest of the Americas.
Dijo que no había sido una cosa bárbara, que fue suave la conquista.
The Pope said that the conquest had been a soft thing, nothing too violent.
Y que nosotros estábamos esperando el mensaje de Jesucristo y que por eso dimos bienvenida a los conquistadores.
And the Pope said that the Indians were awaiting the message of Jesus Christ and that's why we welcomed the conquistadores.
Y que había el peligro de que estaban resucitando viejas creencias sobrepasadas por el cristianismo.
And the Pope saw the danger that old beliefs were being resurrected far and beyond Christianity.
Son las viejas creencias de las que ahora hablé.
These are the old beliefs that I spoke about earlier.
Pero contra eso se manifestó Chávez y ligeramente se autocriticó el Papa.
Chávez spoke against this and the Pope lightly criticized himself.
Y hay que señalar que Chávez siempre anda con su Biblia.
And I have to point out that Chávez goes everywhere with his Bible.
Por ejemplo, cuando lo entrevistó Al Jazeera, él tenía la Biblia en la mano. Al Jazeera, que es la agencia de noticias árabe, que es musulmana, pero él estaba con su Biblia.
For example, when he was interviewed by Al Jazeera, which is an Arab news agency, he had a Bible in his hand.
Pero a pesar de eso, los musulmanes tienen mucho cariño por Chávez.
But despite that fact, the Muslims like Chávez very much.
Porque dice que Bush es el demonio.
Because Chávez says that Bush is a demon.
Pero, sin embargo, hay algunas cosas negativas en Venezuela con respecto a los indígenas.
Nevertheless, there are some things that are negative in Venezuela vis-a-vis indigenous people.
He estado invitado en Venezuela para hablar en Maracaibo sobre el significado del 180 aniversario de la Batalla de Ayacucho.
I have been invited to Venezuela to speak in Maracaibo on occasion of the 180 anniversary of the Ayacucho Battle. This is the battle that finalized the independence from Spain.
En América del Sur.
In South America, from Spain.
Los indígenas cunas se quejaron de que las minas de carbón del gobierno están contaminando su medio ambiente.
And at those meetings, the Kuna indigenous people complained that the coal mines were contaminating their environment.
Creo que todos debemos apoyar al gobierno de Chávez, pero no en forma acrítica.
I believe that we should all support the Chávez government, but not without criticism.
Es todo.
That's all.
That was Hugo Blanco, author of Land or Death, Once Sentenced to Die Himself, for leading peasant protests in Peru. Next we hear from Joel Covell.
As for Venezuela, it's for sure that there are contradictions, okay? But as you may have observed, there's nothing human that's not contradictory. You know, everybody here is a mass of contradictions. I certainly am. The question is, are those contradictions antagonistic, or do they permit a dialectical movement forward? In the case of Venezuela, I do not know. I have, however, a great intention of visiting Venezuela. I intend to spend a fair amount of next year in Venezuela, and I could give a better answer when I come back. But what I have heard is really very interesting, and that is that over a very small amount of time and rapid development, you have the appearance, which is actively stimulated by Chavez and the government in general, of at least 15,000, so I've been told, local councils, which are kind of like Soviets, which are kind of like council communism, which are 400 units of 400 families or so, mostly throughout the country. Some say 30,000, some say 50,000. I don't know. I hear that it's growing very, very rapidly. Now, if the government is sincere about that, that means the government is willing to use some of its wealth to actually permit the dissolution of hierarchical relationships that is going to try to change the class system. That would be epochal, okay? Will it happen? I don't know. Can it happen? Yes. Okay. The state is generally conceived of as an instrument of ruling class a power, but the state can also be an instrument of subaltern class power. You know, it's possible. The state is a machine for dispensing power. We'll have to see. Can the state eliminate itself? Well, we don't know. If it creates enough countervailing forces from below, it could perhaps dissolve itself. I don't know, overcome itself. I do know that the notions of eco-socialism or the ecological aspect of socialism are very actively being discussed in Venezuela. I want to participate in those discussions. I want to see what's going on. I think we all owe it to ourselves, we owe it to the planet, to take that attitude and work with the process there. Because in the final analysis, what takes place in these countries depends upon the human inputs that are put into it, you know, that are addressed to it. That if we relate to these countries in an active and creative way, if we create new levels of international solidarity, then those contradictions, which are undoubtedly there, will move forward in a dialectically, expansive way, or you might say one of ecosystemic integrality. That's just a slogan. But I mean, I just want to try to put together all of these notions. We should try to bring ecological thinking into political processes and see humanity and nature as coming together around all this. But in any event, Venezuela is a very powerful, interesting social experiment, and we owe it to the future of humanity to participate in it and try to move it in a good direction.
Joel Covell, author of The Enemy of Nature, subtitled The End of Capitalism or the End of the World. Covell and Blanco were recorded by Alex Smith of Radio EcoShock in Vancouver on September 21, 2007. You can download the full speeches of both Covell and Hugo Blanco at www.ecoshock.org. The Eco-Socialism event was organized by Seven Oaks Online, a magazine of politics, culture, and resistance. Find out more at www.sevenoaksmag.com.